96.1 KLPX, Beth Simmons, and I have George Thorogood on the phone. You know, you're coming out to the Fox Theater in Tucson on February 28th, and, you know, that night we're going to hear some of your songs like I Drink Alone, Bad to the Bone, some of our favorites, but I want to know, what is your favorite to perform?
All of them.
Oh, all of them. Okay.
We design these songs for the fans' taste, not for our own.
Yeah.
The songs have always been catered to the fans' taste, not our own.
When you first started in music, you didn't really know how to play guitar, but you decided...
Nobody did.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
When they first started.
But so you saw that the neighborhood band needed a singer and you wanted to offer up your voice. Now, when did you know that this is the career you wanted to pursue?
Since I was about 15. Yeah, I never thought about anything else but that. Just, you know, when we all turned on the television in February and we saw this beautiful creature come to the microphone and say, close your eyes and I'll kiss you tomorrow. Well, that was it. That did it for all of us. You know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ask Chrissy Hines, ask Springsteen, ask Tom Petty, Mellencamp, any of us, and they'll all give you the same answer.
There were those times where you'd go do bar performance after bar performance, and it took a few years before you finally got picked up by a record label. So was there ever a point where you thought, oh, I'm just so done with this. We're not making it. We're making $200 a night. I'm just so sick and tired of it. I want to finally have, like, some stability. Was there ever a point you thought about walking away?
No, there never was, Beth, because we got too many people on two recommendable levels that really freaked out over our act. People like Sonny Terry, Brandy McGee, Hound Dog Taylor, Muddy Waters, Howling Wolf, and of course the fans. The people came into the clubs night after night after night. We knew we were a success.
Yeah.
We already knew that. The $200 didn't mean anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
What meant something to me was people were coming to the shows and they got tired and they started bringing tape recorders to the show, Beth.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, maybe we should get in a tape recorder business and sell tape recorders instead of records. Now, we knew we were record, what's the word?
You knew you were record quality. You knew you had it.
Exactly, exactly. And we were told by way too many people that we should be doing this. Everybody just go, everybody but a record person. Here we are playing for people who are coming night after night and saying bourbon, scotch, and beer. Well, if you can't put out a record, can I record it? And they'd sit there with a tape recorder and record the thing. No, we never had a moment. We just said,
Let's just keep on going, regardless of
that. Yeah, we just knew it was a matter of time. I started to get very frustrated and almost bitter for a while when I saw headline after headline about, you know, not that I have anything against these artists, people like Tom Petty and Bonnie Raitt, Mellencamp, all my age.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, doing it and doing it and doing it. Willie DeVille doing it and doing it. And I was going, hey, what about the kid here? You know, what about me? What, I got bad breath or something? You know, I was like the invisible man of rock.
Who is your favorite band to tour with and why?
I did a lot of shows with the Rolling Stones, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like, you know, a complete tour. We played some dates and other bands would play other dates. That was a gas. But on a tour, Steve Miller Band.
Nice.
He treated me like a brother, and like he treated me like a king.
Speaking of Steve Miller, you know, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year. He had a few interesting words to say about the hall. What do you think about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I know you've not been inducted at this point. Are you a fan or are you not really into it?
You know, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. A Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just a matter of someone's opinion, you know. The opinions that matter to me are the people that buy the tickets and come to see us every night.
At this moment in time, what do you listen to? What bands are you into when you're not playing your own music?
You know, when I'm not playing my own music, like I say, I'm pretty busy. I gotta work out on a treadmill. I'm washing my socks and trying to keep my weight down.
Are you on board with the many other artists like Gene Simmons and Dee Snider of Twisted Sister and several others who have said rock is dead? Would you agree with that?
I don't think it's dead. I don't think it's dead. No, I just don't think it's on the same level of what I experienced in my youth.
Are there any projects that you're working on that you'd like to talk about a little bit?
We got a solo album coming out later on this year with just me alone. George playing alone.
Will it be acoustic?
Some of it's acoustic. Most of it is acoustic. Some of it isn't.
We'll definitely have to check out your solo album towards the end of the year. If you want to see George Thorogood before that, make sure to go to the Fox Theater February 28th. Thanks for being on the show today.
Rock and roll never sleeps. It just passes out.